Welcome back to Ignite, having more fun than we ever dreamed we could have in life. It's three old guys. Well, you're not. I'm the old guy. And the next two guys in line here. But I mean, just amazing the fun we're having. I mean, I'm 81 years old. I never dreamed I'd have the time of my life when I was 81. I thought I'd be hobbling around, you know. But every day's an adventure, isn't it?
I don't see you as a hobbler at all. No. I think Karen's probably going, Barry, yeah, slow down.
Bill Weiss, the author of 23 Minutes in Hell. You helped us understand real good why we don't want to go to hell. I mean, you explained that really well. You want to get that book. And Steve Amerson, the great voice and great tenor and great evangelist. You are an evangelist. I stay away from the term evangelizing. Mm-hmm. Because nobody wants to evangelize and nobody wants to be evangelized. Or face shares, I guess that's the best way to do it. But we all three do it every moment of the day. That's like breathing.
Well, it isn't. You know, Barry, I have two older brothers. I'm the younger, more handsome, more talented, more humble brother.
Of course.
And I remind them of that.
And you remind them of
that,
yes,
but,
of course.
But my dad was a pastor, and he was a great soul winner. Dad was one of those great old pastors. He would make roughly 40 to 50 hospital calls every week.
Wow.
And he would visit people at their homes. But
so you were taught well. You were mentored well.
My middle brother, Bill, says, you know what? You're so much like Dad, so much like my father, just in terms
mentor
of...
Mentor your children. Yeah, they're watching you, folks.
Just to love on people. But I remember the last time I was with my dad before he died, and I was there, was back in southern Indiana with my brother Bill and his wife Ruth Ann, and I had just gotten there, and we said, Dad, we're going to go get something to eat. We're going to get some dinner. And my dad would pray at anything, over bowling scores or whatever, you know. And Dad says, let's pray. So we're just going to be gone for like a half an hour. Yeah. So we pray. So Dad's going, Lord, thank you for Bill and his kindness for him. And thank you for Ruth for taking such great care of me. And thank you for other family members present. And Dad couldn't remember my name. So I was in emails for the next couple of weeks, I was other family member present.
Other family member.
But my dad was such a witness and loved on people, and people knew my daddy, that he was just a lover of them. And my dad, through the years, brought so many people closer to Jesus just by the love that he shared on people.
Well, we don't know, but we're all mentoring other people.
Yeah.
And that's just the three of us. It's every Christian. Yeah. We're all part of the family, right?
And I'm just the other family member present.
You're just the family member. But we are. We're encouraging each other. We're ministering not just to non-Christians. Mm-hmm. I mean, the bigger mission field is to the church that are struggling and not having joy and whatever.
Absolutely.
People around us in our own Christian community, we're mentoring that because they're wondering, why do you have joy? Why do you have all this energy? Oh, you really want to know?
Yeah.
Because I'm always coming off one of these mountaintop experiences. It continually happens. And when I walk up, I say, yes. Yeah. And I can't wait for the next one, right?
That's right. You know, Barry, I was at a church and a husband and wife came up to me and the husband said, Bill, my wife read your book recently and the part about what it is to be saved, to repent and receive Jesus. He said she was determined to commit suicide. She has made her mind up that night she was going to commit suicide, but she read your book and here she is now. She gave her life to Jesus and we both serve God in the church. And so the joy that was over him.
What does that do for you?
Right. I thought, praise God.
A lady was about to commit suicide and she read something that you wrote.
Right. Which is the gospel.
Yes, of course, of course.
You know, I didn't write the gospel. I'm sharing this, the word.
If you did, I want your autograph before we go.
But you communicated the gospel to her.
Exactly.
Without even talking to her.
Right. And now the husband and wife were filled with joy, and they were out witnessing to everybody that they could come across. So again, you talk about the joy of the Lord. You know, Paul talked about that in 1 Thessalonians 2. He talked about the people that he just led to the Lord in that chapter. And he goes, you are my crown and my joy.
And your joy.
Because you're going to heaven now. Yeah. And that is so joyful for all of us.
Car wax business, right? And we get truckloads in order from one retailer. And it's 13 truckloads. You know how many little bitty bottles are in a truckload, right? If you want to have fun. I mean, that's exciting. I got to tell you, I still get excited about it. That is amazing. Pails. chaos, not even in the same room with leading somebody to the Lord right. like that, and knowing that's for eternity.
For eternity.
Do you realize we have people coming up to us on a regular basis, eternity, saying, because of your influence, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord, and I'm in heaven today because of your influence? Right. Can you imagine just having one person tell us that in heaven? Just one.
There's a girl in an office that I visit sometimes, and she saw a note that I had written of encouragement to her boss. And I met her. I'd never met her. And she said, your note, she read my note before it got to her boss because they're not sealed.
Oh, okay.
And she goes, that verse.
It's a twofer.
Yes, it's a twofer, exactly, which brings me joy.
Yeah.
And she said, what you wrote really encouraged me. And I said to her, oh, Courtney, God loves you so much. Mm. And it's mm. what she, how she responded shocked me. She said, I hope so.
Oh.
And I said, oh, no, Courtney.
You don't have to hope.
Oh, Courtney, God loves you so much. Yeah. So I go to that office every couple of weeks. When I walked in there this past week, I walked in the door. Courtney was there, and she introduced me to someone else in the office, and she said, Steve is the office favorite. To know that I've been able to encourage her, to love her.
Yeah.
And Barry, that brought me joy,
just knowing
that I'm moving her just a little bit closer every day.
Do you know most people don't understand that God loves them? They can't comprehend it. They think all the bad stuff's happening in their lives is because God is mad at them. They feel like God is beating up on them. The strongest message you could say to anybody, and they'll never get mad at you for saying it, is God loves you. And oftentimes, you know it, they'll reject it. They can't believe it. They just, not after all I've done. Oh, yeah. But it's fun when you pursue it a little bit, and you're not offensive when you do this. You say, no, God actually loves you. He really does. No, it gets better than that. Do you know God loves you as much as he's ever loved anybody? What? Yeah, he's no respecter of persons. He loves you as much as he's ever loved anybody, ever. That's how much he loves you. And if you want to recap it, explain to them that he loves you as much as he loves his own son, Jesus Christ.
That's right.
They don't get mad at you. They're so taken back by that. That it's their love. It's, and when they realize that God's, there's still hope. Yeah. Right. It raises hope, like he can still love me. He loves me in spite of everything. And then it opens the doors for great conversation.
That's right.
But it's all about love, isn't it?
It is. Ephesians 3:19, his love passes knowledge.
Oh, that's it.
Beyond our ability to love each other.
Yeah.
That's how much he loves.
Even beyond
person.
Our words. You know, when he loves us, he's salvationing us. Mm-hmm. Okay? The entire purpose of his love, 1,000%, is he's salvationing us. He's loving us to bring us to heaven. Mm-hmm. And then we're supposed to love our neighbors as ourselves. So there's no such thing as a secular conversation. Folks, there's no such thing as a secular conversation. When you're talking to everybody, the smallest conversation, I don't care what it is, it's a sacred conversation in this respect. Your intent, if you're living to move everybody every day closer to Jesus, you want to do that in your words to them. And when you do that, it's not you, it's God. God is salvationing them through you. Can you imagine that? He's salvationing people through us. He's using us to bring them to him.
Yes.
That's a heavy thought.
You know
That's
how much
every
he,
moment.
You know how much
every
he loves
moment.
Them? He loves them to death.
He does. Yes, he does to the last breath.
He loves them to death.
He never gives up on us.
Even the death of his son.
And the hardest of people in our lives, he loves as much as he loves us. He loves as much as he loves anybody. He loves them. You think of all the despicable people in our lives, the people who drive us crazy, God loves them.
That's right.
And I'm going to be mad at them? I'll forgive you when you forgive those.
Yeah.
We have to love them, and those that hurt us the most are hurting the most. Mm-hmm. He gives us the opportunity to witness to them. And sometimes it takes years, but they come around so many times at the end before they die. They say, I need to talk to Steve.
Do I have 1 minute to share a story?
Yeah, sure.
It's just, again, about the love of God. I was speaking at a church, and a young man, 20-year-old, came up at the back, and he said, Bill, if somebody gave me your book a year ago, I threw it in the trash. I was an atheist. I just threw it away. But I remember your name, and I was driving by the church tonight at 5 of 7, and it said, Bill Weiss speaking at 7 o'clock. And he thought, I thought to myself, what's he doing out in the middle of nowhere? This was in a country church in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, my goodness.
And five of seven, I'm speaking at seven.
God moment.
He was on his way to commit suicide.
Oh, my goodness.
He was going to drive his car off the cliff.
Oh, my goodness.
Because he said, I just killed somebody. It was by accident, but I murdered somebody. And it was just an accident. But I know that I'll go to jail. But I heard you speak, and you talked about prison cells in hell. And I didn't want to go to hell for all eternity. So I gave my heart to Jesus. And he says, I don't care if I go to jail now. I'm going to heaven. I just want to thank you for coming here.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
You see, the point was, look how God orchestrated that. For him to be driving by at 5 of 7, to be tempted to come to the service, have got my book a year ago, and then thrown it in the trash, and remember my name. I mean, that's God's goodness, how much he loves everybody. He doesn't want one person to go to hell, but he's given us that free will to choose.
The reality is, 80% of the people around us are going to hell. They're lost. Do you get that? They're lost. Because a lot of people, nobody's telling them. That is our responsibility. All, at any given time, there are people around us that are ready to commit suicide. All, we have no idea. Yeah. And we get to be his ambassador. To reach out and touch people and love on them. And see lives change in front of them. And there's nothing in life that comes anywhere close to the experience of doing that, of having that joy, to have that intimacy with God. Hallelujah. Are we having fun or what?
Absolutely.
Wow. Join us, would you? And our book, Ignite Your Life, would tell you all that. Or you can go to igniteamerica.com and tell you all the whys and wherefores and how much fun it is. The emphasis is it's fun. And we're all called to it. There's no excuses, folks. He didn't say go into the world and pray or go into the world and read your Bible. He said go into the world and tell people about Jesus. And there's no qualifiers. He didn't say go into the world if you're trained or you have Bible knowledge or anything. He just said go. So we're saying he was in this podcast. Go in the name of Jesus. Go. You are sent. See you next time.